Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone, I hope that you're doing amazing. Welcome to another video on the Soul Vitamins community. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about toxic positivity. It's something that I've been thinking about quite a bit over the last few days, because I realized, you know, when I did those emotional feeling exercise that I spoke about a couple of days ago, maybe last week, you know, I'm sitting down and I'm really trying to feel my emotions that are in my heart and my body. And as I said previously, perhaps I might have added that or I didn't, but what's happening is that I'm feeling a lot, an immense amount of sadness popping up for me. And it's fascinating to me because at first, of course, I'm sitting there thinking, I shouldn't be feeling sad. I have the best life in the world. I'm living my ideal life. I live like a queen. You know, I don't do anything. I have cleaners that come in to clean my place. And, you know, I have people who wash my clothes. And you know, I'm living my dream life. I'm working on projects that I love. You know, it's just there's a lot for me to be grateful for and to be happy about, and almost nothing for me to be sad about, unless I look at the world. And then, yeah, of course, there's a lot to be sad about. But in general, if I look at my own life, there isn't. And so, you know, when all of this sadness started popping up, and usually I feel a lot of the sadness, a lot of it comes up when I'm on my period. Because I think, you know, at that point you're very much in touch with your subconscious and your deeper self and your ancestors, and, you know, of course there's a lot of feelings coming up, and I always notice that I feel a lot more intense emotions when I have my period. So that's quite interesting to me. But, you know, I did notice that all of these emotions that were related to sadness, I would kind of try to push them away. And I tried to run away from them, because not only did my parents always tell me, you know, you have nothing to be sad about, you're so lucky, why are you sad, you know? So when I would cry, they would just ignore it, because they were like, oh, she'll get over it, she'll be fine soon. Or, you know, if I was sad around my friends, you know, they'd always say things like, but you're so lucky, you have everything, why would you be sad? And of course, if I was ever sad on my own, I would repeat these epithets that were repeated to me all the time. And I would say to myself, oh no, there's no need for you to be sad. You're so lucky. You have everything. Just calm down and get over it. And I think because I numbed myself, or I pushed away all of this sadness that I could have felt in the moment, it doesn't necessarily mean that I wasn't grateful for what I had. It's just that something was coming up, and it would have been good if I felt it rather than pushed it away. But what I did was I numbed myself and I pushed it away. I was like, nope, not right now or ever. I'm never going to feel sadness. And I just kind of worked with toxic positivity, which is essentially what the video is all about, which is that I sat there and didn't allow myself to feel any negative emotions of anxiety, sadness, doubt, fear. And every time it would come up, I would push it away and say, no, not now, not ever. I'm not going to feel these negative emotions because I am not allowed to feel them because I have such a great life and I'm so blessed, right? Now, I'm not saying that I'm not blessed. I'm not saying that I don't have a great life, but it doesn't mean, as I said, that I'm not allowed to feel negative emotions. And so, you know, I'm trying now, as I said, to try and feel these emotions as much as possible. But the general tendency, not only in this world, but in me, has been to push away these feelings and not feel them and pretend like everything's fine and be positive in a toxic way. And this is what I wanted to say, is that positivity in general is not a bad thing either. You know, positivity is not a bad thing. Negativity is not a bad thing. Negative emotions or positive emotions are not bad or good either. It's that when you feel these emotions come up, whatever they are, good or bad, you feel them. You know, you feel them fully, you are in them, and you let them take over you, and you just really get into it. And then they are done, you know, they pass through you. You feel the emotions are gone, they pass through you, and then you move on, right? Unfortunately, as you might imagine, what happens if you don't feel the emotion and you push it away is that it doesn't go away. It's not like, oh, well, okay, you're not going to feel me, all right, I'm just going to go away and not bother you anymore. It's still there. It's in your body. It's in your fascia. It's in your joints. It's in your organs. It's in every part of your body, every part of your consciousness. It's still sitting there, right? And over time, the more you push away emotions, the more you don't feel it, the more you don't feel your sadness, the more you don't feel your anxiety, it sits there and builds and builds and builds and builds and builds and builds in your body until your body can't take it anymore, and then it causes disease, right? That's why they say a lot of diseases are psychosomatic. They're not necessarily related to physical disturbances, but psychological disturbances that manifest as physical disturbances, right? And so, you know, I've been noticing myself a lot that the more I do these emotional exercises, the more I feel like a weight is being lifted off of my heart and my body that I didn't even realize was there. You know, I did recently, a couple of days ago, I did this exercise where I felt the emotions that were popping up in my heart. And wow, I mean, I literally came out of it. It was a long exercise. I sat for, I think, an hour feeling that those emotions coming up. But as soon as I was done with it, there was such a relief that I felt. Literally as if there was something pressing down on me, on my chest, that I didn't even know was pressing down on me, right? I was so used to that thing pressing down on my chest that it became normal for me. And then once I did the exercise, it was lifted. It was gone. It was not there pressing down on me anymore. And I felt like I could breathe better. I felt like I could, that my body felt lighter. You know, my energetic structure felt lighter. It felt like I was a different person for a few days. And so I really am sad, of course, and annoyed at myself, of course, that, you know, I allowed myself to play this game of toxic positivity for so long. And I know why I did it. I'm not saying I don't understand why I did it. You know, I did it because there were circumstances that I couldn't deal with, that I wasn't strong enough perhaps to feel these emotions. Perhaps I was playing a role of being the positive, happy one in the family, and everyone else was allowed to be miserable, but not me, because if I was miserable as well, who's going to bring everyone else up? And that's definitely true for me, because I do play the role of the, you know, the positive, cheerful one in the family. And then a lot of people in my family are very depressed and sad. And so, you know, if I was also depressed and sad, I really feel like the family would just fall apart. Of course, it wouldn't. But that's what I think. You know, that's the idea, the story that I've built up for myself. So I just wanted to share this with you, because if you are kind of in this mode right now where you're pretending to be positive, pretending to be strong, pretending to be okay when you're not actually okay, and I can imagine with all the different things going on in the world, not anyone or very few people are actually okay, really. But especially if you're an empath, you're probably taking on the feelings and emotions and sadness and the madness of the world right now. And if you're not feeling okay, it's okay to say to yourself, hey, I'm not feeling fine. I don't feel happy. I don't feel positive. I feel a little sad, a lot sad. a lot anxious, and I'm just going to feel these negative emotions without pushing them away. I'm going to not run away from them. I'm not going to numb myself. I'm not going to pretend like they don't exist. I'm just really seriously going to feel them. And the more I feel them, the more they're going to dissipate and be released into the ether. And this can only mean good things for you in the future in terms of your health and mental health and physical health and every kind of health. So I do highly recommend this. Now, I'm not saying it from a perspective of an expert, of course. This is something that I've just recently started doing, and it feels like, wow, what was I doing without these exercises and experiences? But yeah, I know a couple of you have tried emotional exercises, and I don't know if you have this tendency. I'm sure you don't. Maybe I'm one of the few people in the group that do that. But if you do have this tendency to have to pretend like you're okay and positive and you're not, then maybe try, at least on your own. You don't have to do it around people, but at least on your own, to let yourself feel the depth of those negative emotions and be okay with it. It's fine. They come. They might seem crazy hard to feel in the moment and as if you're going to be drowned in them. But the more you feel them, the more they'll dissipate, and then eventually they'll be gone from your system forever, which is exactly what we all want. You know, we don't want to carry all this stuff around with us forever, because it's truly, for me particularly, it's truly weighing me down. And I can, when it is released, that's when I really feel how much it was weighing me down, right? Because I've lived with it for so long that, as I said, I'm so used to it. It is my new normal to feel weighed down by all these emotions. But when I'm not, I suddenly realize, oh my God, that was a huge weight that was lifted off of me. My goodness, was I carrying that around with me all of this time? Wow, how did I even move in the world? I can't even imagine, right? So yeah, I wanted to share this with you, and hopefully you can use this as impetus for you to stop with the toxic positivity. And be positive, of course, when you are feeling positive, but be negative and sad when you are feeling sad. And just feel what you're feeling, basically, essentially, is the idea here. Yeah, if you have any questions, please let me know. Or if you have a story to share from your own life, I would love to hear. And again, thank you so much. I shall see you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.